gals, and everyone in between. Welcome back to another episode of Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. And we are so excited that you're here with us tonight because we have a really good one.
Oh, yeah.
That was for you, Brandon. But before,
it sounded all professional.
I know. It sounded very professional for just
really good.
A second. So thanks.
Yeah.
Before we get into tonight's topic, which is super juicy and very, very good, we want to know what is in your cup. So let us know in the comments what you're drinking. Kimmy, what do you have in your cup?
First off, before I show you what's in my cup, please share this out so that others can see, because this is going to be a really good topic. Yeah. Might be heated, but it's going to be a lot of fun. What do I have in my cup? Well, technically, it's a can. So good. Probably should be drinking caffeine right now, but it's good. It's orange passion fruit. It's a sparkling water. Not seltzer. I don't do seltzer, but sparkling water is really good. Really good. What do you have in your cup?
I have got black cherry seltzer in my usual pink sparkly thing because I didn't get it. Fine.
Yeah.
Carol says she has eucalyptus and peppermint tea. And I feel like we've talked about that eucalyptus and peppermint, or maybe it was chocolate and peppermint.
That sounds so good. John has Coca-Cola. Good God, what yours is? Coke Zero. Terry, what is a soda? What is a soda? You got to be a little more specific.
And Jose Joe.
That's like saying.
Oh, sorry. Jose Joe says he has some chaga tea. I don't know what that is either. But soda.
I don't
soda,
know, but.
Is that like.
Sounds good. I was going to say, that's like saying cola.
But cola, well, that's true.
Give us a flavor, Terry. Give us a flavor or something. Is it just cola? Hi, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Don, Terry.
Code Red Mountain
Code
Dew.
Code Red.
Yes.
Yes, Terry. That's my son's favorite drink, Mountain Dew. Do the do. Anyway, okay. So this is going to be a really good topic. We're really excited about it. And we definitely want to make sure that you are interacting. So please put your comments down once we start the conversation. Get other people involved. And we're going to have some special stuff going on in this episode because I'm ret. Okay. I'm so ret for this conversation because I've been holding on to this conversation for years,
yes,
4 years. Have. So,
and you know, we might have a very special surprise guest who's going to be joining us shortly. Oh, so Jose Joe says that chaga is a fungus. Oh, yeah, that's right. Cameron mentioned it on an episode with us, and he said that he tried it and liked it. So interesting.
You know, Cameron is a friend of the show, but Kimmy don't do fungus. Just
don't. Not even mushrooms?
Hell no.
Well, no, I didn't mean like psychedelic mushrooms, but you don't eat them.
No, no, none at all. No, no. I picked them out.
Julie says she'll give us a hint. She's about to open a frosty green imported bottle of beer.
It's a good night over there.
Yes. Sounds like a hiney to me.
Oh, okay. So I have to say this. Happy anniversary to Julie and John. Happy anniversary. Yes. Okay. Shout out to Julie and John. Yes.
That's all I got. Yay. Happy anniversary, you guys.
Do a voice. Do a voice real quick.
Oh,
I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, for real. I wish you a very happy anniversary to the both of you. And many, many more.
You a happy anniversary.
I mean, I can do accents. That was my own voice. Or Jose Joe said, or a Beck.
I didn't do my own voice. Okay.
No. Yep. No, Jose Joe picked it. It's a Beck. So the green bottle is a Beck. And hey, Terry.
Oh, see, I was wrong. I was wrong. Okay. Okay.
All right. So what is the topic tonight, Kimmy?
Okay. So this topic is near and dear to my heart. And I've been thinking about it for several years, and I'm not going to name any names. However, let me see. How do I start this? Okay, so let me give you a little bit of my background. So when we first started talking about Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy, we were kind of advertising, you know, the show. We didn't even know the first topic, but we were advertising the show and stuff. And I had somebody close to me, you know, try to get me to stop because, you know, being a psychic and a medium. And so she disowned me. But but one of the things that she did was send me a video from somebody on TikTok who calls herself an ex-psychic. Now, I didn't listen to it because I really just, you know, don't care. You know, that's her opinion. That's fine. All love. You know, there's no hate in my heart ever. But it really got me thinking back onto somebody else years ago who is now considered an ex-medium. And I personally don't have an issue with someone stopping, you know, being a medium or a psychic, because there was a time in my life where the sensing spirit, no pun intended, it got to me. It was a little scary, you know, so I stopped for many years for my own reasons, and that's fine. But the truth of the matter is, just because I stopped, did that mean I was no longer a medium? So that's my question. So people stop for many reasons. It could be, religious reasons. It could be because of family members, their own personal reasons, whatever it is. Maybe things were scary. Maybe something, they opened up something negative, and so now they think everything is bad. Whatever it is, you know, that's their own personal business, and I have no issues with that. But just because you say you're no longer doing something, can you really stop being who you are? You know what I mean? At the root, your birthright, can you really stop being that? So.
And what happens?
That's my question to you guys.
Yeah.
So
what happens when you decide if and when you want to stop doing this? Are you still affected by messages that are coming through? Like, how does that work? I have no idea. The first time that I'd even heard of an ex-psychic was you when you brought it up last week, Kimmy. I had no idea what that was. So if you guys know, if you have an idea, please go ahead and put it in the comments and let us know, because we're interested in what you guys have to say too. I don't know. As I've said previously in other episodes, I am a baby in the spiritual community. So I have no idea what an ex-psychic is.
So I want to say this, because if there's anybody out there who is on the side of being an ex-psychic or ex-medium, or you're someone who doesn't believe in mediums and psychics and just want to, you know, listen to the show, I want to give you a little more background about myself. I grew up in the church. I grew up in choir. We were in a church where it wasn't just Sunday, you know, like we had Bible study. There was prayer once a week. There was visiting other churches on Sunday. So sometimes we had church twice. So as a teenager, that was fun. Then we had visiting, pastors, preachers, and we would host other churches. So like I grew up from 2 years old until I was out of high school in the church. So I just want to put that out there that I have absolutely nothing against church or religion at all, any type of religion. And many people that I know that are psychics and mediums are still very religious. So it doesn't have to be one or the other. I know some people.
You are religious. Still.
Somewhat.
Well, I mean,
it's a part of me.
Yeah.
Yes. It's definitely a part of me. I may see something into the lessons learned in the Bible differently now that I've had my spiritual experiences. I may see a lot of the things more as symbolic, but that doesn't mean that I have any issue with someone who is completely religious. Now, on the flip side, there may be, and I'll say may be, you know, people who are very religious who don't look at us too kindly. But for anybody that I personally know, I don't think that they have any issues with people deciding to just be religious and you know, stay away from spiritual. I think we all seem to have respect for others' beliefs and religion, whatever that may be. So this topic is not about that. It's about saying you're no longer something, but does that really mean that it's not still a part of you? So please put your comments in the section. I am so open to all different views. This is not a my view against any. I would like to know what people think.
Yeah, Terry says that she can't imagine going back to not connecting with spirit, which is a good point. And Carol says that she was raised by a mother who was going to be a nun and a father who wanted to be a priest. And then she attended all-girls Catholic school for 10 years. And I can imagine like being in that regimented religious environment and knowing clearly what the Bible says is right and wrong. It can get kind of muddied, you know, when you start experiencing things from the other side, because I mean, I can't remember the exact scripture, but there's something in the Bible that says like witchcraft and soothsayers, that's all of the devil kind of passage.
Mm-hmm. And do not, you know, call upon a medium for whatnot. But it also says, and again, I said this was not about religion, but we'll just say this, but it also says in the Bible that if you believe, God would give you gifts to help his people, including healing and prophecy. Mm. So whatever.
That brings I don't mean to like change on you so quickly, but yeah. That brings in a whole different perspective, because where do I fit in as an agnostic? I mean, I also grew up Catholic, but I don't subscribe to any one specific belief. But anyway, trying to not get ensnared in the religious topic of conversation.
I know it's hard. It's very hard. And I mean, I sent my son to a Catholic school while I was a practicing medium and psychic. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any issues whatsoever. And I've had wonderful experiences with archangels, who some may call saints or whatnot. I've had experiences, just a lot of religious and spiritual experiences. So that's not, you know, again, that's not the question. But let me go a little further into why this is such a big thing on my head, is that for an unnamed psychic medium who spent many years teaching and fostering wonderful, lovely psychic mediums to go out and help people ethically and to have these wonderful angelic experiences, and who did this for so many years, and there was nothing evil or bad in any of those experiences, to then say, I'm no longer doing it, which is not the problem. I'm going to just put my faith and trust in God and Jesus. Again, not the problem. Here's the problem. That I used to be is of the devil, is evil.
Kind of like
my question is, so not only did all the people that you trained, are you, you know, pushing away in a really negative way, but you're saying all the beautiful, wonderful things, all the healing, all the helping people with grief, all of that was of the devil. That's where I'm confused. Now, if you had something negatively impact you, something that you went through that was negative during that time, then that makes sense to me. But that was never what she talked about or you know, relayed. So that's where my question is. And with that question, we're going to bring in somebody who can help us on the other side of that.
I know who this is. As we bring in Jamie. Oh my goodness.
Friend to the show, Jamie. She is going to help me understand it from the opposite side.
Yes.
So
it says that she's
once
still
Jamie
connecting
unmutes
to audio.
Herself.
There she is.
Yay,
you gotta unmute yourself.
Hi.
Hi. Oh my goodness. We are so glad to have you back.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you for coming. So we were just talking about ex-psychics and how that kind of plays out as far as your past and how all the help that you have given to people. is now Work of the Devil. And we're talking about things like, and I'm sorry, Kimmy, I'm not trying to like call you out. But Lisa.
No, this is, please.
Lisa says that she believes that those people decide with their free will that they want to shut their ability down. And maybe just as we may have been given gifts, we can ask them to be shut off for a period of time. And Lisa also says that she knows exactly who we're talking about. She no longer does that work, and she believes angels are of the devil, and that's sad. So,
which confused me even more. So that's even another layer because I don't know. But yes, absolutely, we can turn our abilities off, and there's no issue with that. I don't have an issue at all with any of that. I'm just curious as to, just because you stop doing something or you say that you're no longer doing that, does that mean that you're no longer, let me give you an example. So you're a medium, you no longer want to be a medium, you shut it down. We have every right to shut it down, and it may take a little longer, but you might still see some spirits. Okay, you may not want to engage. You may not want to talk. You may not want to do readings. You may not want to even call yourself a psychic, but you're still seeing spirits. You're still hearing them. By definition, you're still a medium, right? I mean, that's just my take on it. Again, you are entitled to not do it, but does that mean you're not really a medium by birth or by definition? I don't know. I'm putting it out there. So Jamie, what do you think?
I think that what you're talking about is this really common question of what is the truth, capital T? Like, what is the overall truth? And one of the things coming out of, I grew up in a very, very conservative religious home. My dad was a minister for 15 years. So I, as an adult, I stepped away from that in all the ways. What I learned was the very foundation of what felt, I'm going to throw a icky word out there. The very foundation of what felt oppressive in that kind of environment for me was that there was an idea that someone else who's not me was telling me what the capital T truth is. And what my experience was, even as a kid in that environment, it didn't really match up in a lot of ways. And so there was a cognitive dissonance of feeling like this is the capital T truth, then that should be real for me. Like that should be true for me. But there was a lot going on that I didn't agree with it. It didn't feel right for me. And so I think any time that we're asking the question of like, is this real? Is this the thing that's like the real truth? Is the capital T truth? I think it can be an invitation for us to just ask like, why do I need there to be a capital T truth where other people agree with me and that's the capital T truth? Like, why does that feel really important? Because we're all individuals, right? So we're all doing the best we can. We're all making decisions based on our own stuff. If there feels like there really needs to be a capital T truth that you can fit under the umbrella of, and then other people fit under that umbrella with you so you can feel like you're connected to them, that I think is actually the bigger question of what's actually going on. Does that any of that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And that makes a lot of sense to me because I think hopefully a lot of people would agree with me in saying that we're happy for said person who said, I no longer want to do this. This is my path, you know, my path now. I don't think that's the issue. I am all for don't do it, do it, whatever you want to do. But now it's anyone who decides to do that, it's all of the devil. And that's where I have an issue because was it when you were doing it? You know, there was no talk of the devil. In fact, there was talk of pretty much the same thing that you're kind of doing now. So where did this change happen? Like, what bad happened? Like, everything was love and light and angels and God and beauty and all that good stuff. So how is any of that of the devil? So like, that's where I'm like, if you want to do your own thing, that's great. But now you're putting down everybody who's deciding to stay over there, and you're doing it in such a bad way. So
yeah. So can I address that? Because I think that,
yes, please.
That's what so many, myself included, that's what so many people struggle with, to hear someone else having an experience that feels directly threatening to what I feel is true for me. Mm-hmm. And that's where that cognitive dissonance can be really, really uncomfortable. Because if I understand for Jamie that using tarot cards feels really good to me, it feels really nourishing for me, it feels helpful and supportive, to hear from someone else that they believe that using tarot cards is somehow some connection to the devil, and it means that I'm dabbling in like black magic, and that what I'm hearing is I'm not a good person. That's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. Because they can say all the things they want to say about me, but what I'm hearing is rejection, because my truth does not feel like Satan or the devil or whatever, but because mm-hmm. they're saying that about me, it feels like a direct threat. And I think that responsibility is really more on our part to understand that when someone else is saying, no, what you're doing, I don't agree with because it's evil, blah, 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 does not make that true for you.
Absolutely.
It doesn't change what your capital T truth is, right? And so someone can say that, and they can even have that opinion. They can even tell everybody else that they know that Kimmy worships the devil because she does blah, 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 blah.
You know, they probably already do.
Jamie, what you're
actually... They have, actually. That can happen, and it still doesn't make it true. And it's Absolutely. Also not actually about you. Them Absolutely. Doing that is not... They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting what they understand and their mm-hmm. with their filter, but they understand what you do and how they're trying to contextualize that. And you can see that as completely false, because you're the one in your body, right? You're the one doing what Absolutely. You're doing. They can completely read that wrong, and it does not change what's actually true for you.
Absolutely.
So what you're actually saying then, Jamie, is that if I decide to stop being a psychic, stop being a medium, and I decide that I don't want to partake in religion, that like, it doesn't really matter what you label it as, you know, like not participating is not participating. And it's all up to the individual and the individual's mm-hmm. experience. And even if other people on the outside, I'm sorry, let me just throw out there. Hi, Pearl. We see that you're here. Thank you for joining us. But, It's kind of like we've all been, I'm sure, all three of us, I know you have, Jamie, and I know you have, Kimmy, and I also have been accused of doing witchcraft and the devil's work, and mm-hmm. oh, who cares? I mean, you can...
You know what's really funny, that. And this is going to rub a lot of people wrong, this is going to rub the wrong way on a lot of people, but what and happens in my it. Brain is, what happens in my brain is, you can accuse me of worshiping the devil all day long. If I don't believe that there's a devil, I can't really be bothered by that. So if I don't even subscribe to what you're talking about, then I can't really yeah. be affected by that. And Absolutely. Not, and of course, not everybody agrees with that. And that's totally fine. But I think that we can look at it that way. When someone says, clearly, Kristen, you're evil and bad, and because of all these things that you're doing, they're perfectly allowed to have that opinion and understanding. And if that's where they want to go with it, I think it's actually your responsibility to be the one for your own space in your own head that says, okay, what is that really about? It's not about me. Cause that doesn't resonate with me. That doesn't feel true for me. So I'm not wearing that. Like, I'm not putting that coat mm-hmm. on.
But there's still the issue of like other people who are in this profession who are saying what I used to do and what you are currently doing is the work of the devil. And
why is that an issue?
So, well, let me ask this question. If for you ex-mediums and psychics, if you have an issue with psychics and mediums, why the hell are you calling yourself an ex-psychic or an ex-medium? Ooh. Like, why are you still using that word? Because you're going to be attached to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my thing. Okay, so you're an ex-psychic. Why can't you just say that you're religious or you're a born-again Christian or whatever it may be? Why are you still holding on to the title?
Well, there's something.
Why are you still
mysterious.
Using...
Yeah, there's
yeah, you're still using it
that title.
To get your likes on TikTok. You're still using it out of ego. May I go have several seats, please? That's all I have to say about that. But
I can
go
I have
ahead,
an answer
Jamie.
To that. I can tell you exactly why. When someone says it's just like when you come out of when you come out of a relationship and you call someone your ex. You call them that specifically because you want other people to know that you overcame that.
You're
that
proud
you
to be a survivor.
Are not that anymore. Right. So when someone says that they're an ex anything, it's specifically so whoever they're talking to understands this is where I was and I'm not there anymore. This is where I'm at now because look at what all I overcame. And again, if that feels threatening to somebody, then it doesn't have to, though. You can become a zebra tomorrow, and I'm all right.
I want to pose this to people, and I want to see some comments, okay? I see that we have a lot of people here, but what are your thoughts? Like, what are your comments? Do you have questions? Let us know, because I know you guys have some thoughts. It can't just be us.
I'm just here for the popcorn.
But this is what I would like at some point. I think that what if an ex-psychic or an ex-medium, your real true path is to find your way back into the church, to find a way for these two worlds who think that they are so against each other to finally find common ground, to see that there are probably more similarities than not, and to maybe shed some real light on spirituality and you know, kind of bridge that gap. Like, can we have somebody out there say that, you know what, I was, or I am, or I'm part-time, and it's not like that. You know, like, we can have both. So I challenge anybody to maybe go out there. Maybe that is their path. Maybe they don't know it yet. Maybe they need to be an ex in order to say, all right, this isn't working for me, or I see a way where we can all get along, you know what I mean? Whatever. So I don't know.
I mean, I have a
but
personal
story. But it's definitely
story.
A topic.
I have a personal
yes,
story. Not that I'm an ex-psychic or an ex-medium, but before I get into that, Jose Joe says that he honestly never really thought about the topic, so he's just mostly listening to see what it was about. And
I wasn't singling you out, Jose Joe.
I mean, I'm with you, Jose Joe.
Yeah.
But Lisa says that something she's been working on a lot, other people's opinions of me are not my problem. Amen, sister. And
Carol, yes, Carol.
Yes, Carol says, are not all things connected since all things were created by God? And that's a good point. But my personal story actually has to do with my grandmother, who is very, very religious, devout Catholic. When she asked me, what is this thing? She was 96 years old at the time. What is this thing that you're doing? You're talking to ghosts and things? And I said, kind of. And she says, well, what is this about? So trying to think of the simplest way to put it in ways that she would understand. I said to her, Granny, you know how when you sit and you talk to Jesus or you talk to Mother Mary, how sometimes you can hear them talk back? And she says, yeah. And I said, that's exactly what this is. I just pray really, really hard and I wait for an answer. And she says, oh, well, that takes a lot of practice. I said, yes, it does. You know that better than anyone. She's like, okay, I don't agree with it, but that's okay.
That is so sweet. It's so true, though, because I'll raise you a story and say that, you know, growing up in the church, I would hear, you know, the pastor say, and I heard God's voice. and God spoke to me, and
what
you know,
makes you so
I
much
saw
better
this.
Than
I was
else.
Getting visions. I was getting visions. I was seeing this, and I'm like, me too. I'm like, me too. Like, yeah, I feel you. I know exactly what you're saying. It's like, yeah. So, like, why would my interpretation or me, you know, going through the same thing be bad? But again, this is not about religion. I'm just, you know, just curious
well, it kind
about.
Of is.
Well, and it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not
and
bad.
And I agree.
Like, what
Who
you just
it?
Said is not bad. And that's what I mean. Like, that's what I have felt as I've transitioned out of a very specific structured religious community is that I have learned how to trust my own compass, and wherever that power source comes from, it doesn't necessarily match up with everyone else's definition of what they would call capital G God, but I've learned how to trust my own guidance system and whatever that mm-hmm. looks like. So I can use whatever tools I want to use, and I can do whatever practices I want to use, because I'm trusting my own guidance system. And I know that I trust the fact that humans in general want to be connected to each other. We want to feel like we're relating to each other in some way. And so even if someone looks at me or, you know, reads what I do or talk or ask questions or whatever, and they're like, holy moly, that's way too far out there. That's so weird and anti whatever. And I just can't get on board with that. It still doesn't actually mean that I can't relate and connect with them. It just means
exactly.
that their filter, their view of what feels true for me doesn't feel true for them. And great, that's fine. It doesn't change
yeah, that's
my experience of it.
Absolutely fine. I want to go back to, and again, we're not mentioning names, so don't put any names in the comments, please, for their own privacy, because I do respect people, you know, changing their path and doing what feels right for them. Like, that's not at question here. What about for a teacher who has hundreds of thousands of students, and now they're kind of left in the dark? How, you know what I mean? Like, as a student.
Oh, you're talking about like a psychic or a medium as a teacher?
Yeah. As a teacher who has trained, who has taught many hundreds of thousands of students good, positive things on how to be a psychic, how to be a medium, how to be a healer, how to help people with grief and death and all beautiful, wonderful things. And now your teacher is saying that everything that they ever taught you was of the devil, was wrong, when you've never had that, like you said, you know, be your truth. But there's some who are like, all right, that's your truth, that's fine, and go. But there's also a lot of students who now feel lost. This was my mentor, my teacher. Now what do I do? Was everything that I was taught for X amount of years a lie, you know? And now they have to go and question, you know? So again, I'm okay with them doing their thing, but is it destructive to then say that everything I ever taught you was of the devil? Everything you're now doing is, you know what I mean? Like, there needs to be some type of responsibility. That's fine if you want to do this. Then I say, going forward, preach, teach your good stuff, leave that behind. You don't need to sit there and put all these people down and basically say you're going to hell. In my mind, that's extremely judgmental, because who are you to say who's going to hell or not? So does it, okay, let's not go there. Anyway, so... not religious. So, you know, that's very destructive. And I don't think that, you know, the whole thou shall not judge and encouraging and empowering people, that to me just doesn't sync up is my thought. So I feel that, you know, people doing that type of stuff is, you know, they're disrespectful. And if they're holding themselves with this authoritative role, then I feel like they're lacking majorly. So that's just, you know, my perspective, but you know, that's a talk, you know?
I think there's something called a spiritual orphan. And when someone feels like they're just sort of floating around, not really knowing where they belong, that it's incredibly, disorienting and isolating and lonely. And you feel like you don't know where to put your feet down. You don't know where you belong. I've been there and it's really, really uncomfortable. And if we put the power for someone else to give us permission to be who we are, where we are, and them changing their own path for whatever their reasons are, if that feels like I can't continue or that I don't know where I belong because I needed them to tell me where I belonged, that to me is an invitation to get real clear about where your power actually lies. And it's not comfortable and it does not feel good. And it's really, really difficult. And I think it's probably one of the most important parts of my, I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but of my own transformation, my own growing, is to be completely disappointed and feel absolutely betrayed by a spiritual leader or someone that I put in authority, to have them completely disappoint me and for me to go, okay, well, I guess I can't put my sense of value on them anymore because that didn't work. And now we're not even on the same page. So now it's my job to understand where I belong. It's my job to plug in to where, what feels right, what feels good, what feels nourishing to me. And as uncomfortable and gross and painful as that is, I think it could actually be something that helps people grow at an exponential level because they're going through that.
100%, 100%, and
that's about empowerment. Making sure
I had that happen twice.
Are responsible for your own abilities, yeah. Actions, choice of words, whatever. Wherever you place your, oh my gosh, what is it? I want to say verification, but that's the wrong term.
Validation.
Thank you. Yes, validation. Like, how are you validated? Who says that you are still an incredible psychic and medium? You know, who's giving out these stamps of approval? I don't understand. Like, I just do what I do, and I give zero fucks about what anybody else thinks.
So let me blow your mind, because this is going to bring us back to last week. So one, I'll say I had two mentors that did the same exact thing, who decided to, you know, go back to religious. And that's fine, because like Jamie said, that's when I said, I got to figure this out for myself.
But it's still
so absolutely. Because you really do feel like your stomach dropped out, because, yeah. You know, you go to these people, and especially if they have blogs and articles and whatever, you know, podcast, you're constantly going there, especially in the beginning, to get that validation, especially if you don't have money to go to an actual class or have, you know what I mean? You're following them the best you can. And so you are putting a lot of your trust into these people. So I said, you know what, because I'm not like, I'm cool with them doing their thing, but let me listen to their new podcast about their new experiences, whatever. So I sat there and I listened to it. I didn't agree with majority of it, but I still gave them the benefit of the doubt. But I left, like you said, Jamie, feeling, no, that's not my truth. I have never once, when I was doing what I was doing, felt anything negative. In fact, I felt at peace for the first time in my whole entire life. My life actually made sense. I finally found me. I felt like there was this piece that was always missing in my life, and now I feel whole. So that can't be right. And so that was the turning point for me, that, okay, fine. They are on their path or whatever. That's fine. I don't agree with them putting down those who are continuing to be psychics and mediums, but now I have to find my way. And that led me on the path of, you know, believing in what I was getting and kind of building up my own confidence in myself. But to bring it all around back to last week when we were talking, was it last week when we were talking about traditional?
Yes.
Who is any figure to tell us what should be? right? So that was kind of like what we were talking about. You have like the traditional people who say, okay, do this, don't do that, whatever.
The structure. And then there's progressive,
you know,
who kind of blend.
I mean, how the hell do we know if, you know, a couple of years from now, they're going to say all of that shit was wrong. So who, why should we really, I mean, if you're going to learn something, okay, fine. But after a certain point, then you allow your heart, you allow spirit to kind of guide you. And you know, you will know 100% if something is right or wrong, you'll feel it. So why put so much trust in these instructors? Not saying that they're not good, that they're not useful. Of course they are. But there's a certain point, and a good instructor, a good mentor will tell you the same, that there's a certain point where you need to trust in spirit, trust in yourself, and kind of find your own way. Don't do it like me. Find something that works for you, because we all are different. So let's, are there any questions? Because I'm...
So, well, Carol says that fear can create a whirlwind of doubt. If they're older, the fear of life coming to an end may have their beliefs. And that's absolutely true.
Great point.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jamie.
No, I was just saying, that's a great point. I think it's totally natural as we go through different stages in our life for us to recognize that what we need changes. And what that looks like changes. And I don't necessarily think that that's good or bad. I think it's perfectly natural. So I think Carol's got it. I think that's a great point, especially when someone is older and they're, listen, I don't know very many people on the planet that actually understand death and can, like, you know, wrap their mind around it, because it's this kind of nebulous, vague kind of subject. Closer to that being a thing, I could totally see it being very natural for someone to flip the switch. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, I don't believe in God, but I damn sure went to church because I wanted to make sure I had some insurance. Like,
can't be,
I don't know if
bridges.
Heaven's a place or not, but, you know, if I need, yeah, exactly. If I need to buy a ticket, I'll
go. You know what? If that's why they're going to church, and I've heard the same thing, then, you know, intent is. You could fake the funk all you want to, but your intent is. But I just heard something, and I don't know if this is coming from the smart ass in me or if it's coming from spirit. Oh, what the heck just happened? Do you hear music?
No.
Okay. So I don't know what's going on. I'm here. I'm gonna blame that on spirit. Okay. So what I heard in my mind is, do you know when you start a relationship? And everything is good, and you might put aside your likes, your hobbies, all of that, because you wanna put your best foot forward. You wanna go into this relationship kind of, you know, compromising and doing things that they like, you know, to get them to like you. So some females, I've been there before. Some females will lose themselves in a relationship. And then no longer become, oh, for sure. Sure. I'm not, you know, I'm just speaking from what I'm seeing of this person, and it could possibly be, maybe it's not, but it's just interesting that all of a sudden here's this relationship. And now all of a sudden you're doing what that individual was doing. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they're, if you've ever been in a relationship where you kind of lose yourself, you're like, damn, who was I? Like, I'm not their girlfriend. I am me. They are them. We're two people coming together. We're not this one unit. Like, that's just, you know what I mean? Like, where there's no individual anymore. It should be two people coming for a relationship, not this one. So it could be that. It could. I don't know, but it could be, because in this situation, there was a relationship. So I don't know.
Relationship with spirit, and now there's a relationship with God, Bible God, in this particular case. And that's what I'm picking up on. And it, immediately when you started talking about how people are changing the way that they are in relationships, et cetera, it immediately reminded me of, like, all of the awful times that I spent sitting in a church for 4 hours. Or, you know, not a Catholic service or Catholic mass, because those only take 45 minutes. We're done. We know how to get in and out. But there's some other religions that take 4 or 5, 6 hours to complete a whole service. And that reminded me immediately of some man up on a podium talking about how women need to be bending to the will of their men. And immediately just my hackles raised up and I wanted no part of it. Sorry.
No. I was just saying, yeah, it very well could be that. I don't know. I don't want to judge. Again, this is just me putting out something. It very well could be. Maybe I'm guessing at this point, this person has not gone back to psychic or mediumship work for some time now. So I don't know. But I don't know. I would love to hear from people. If we stop mediumship, even if we're still seeing things, but we're not practicing it, are we still a medium?
I would say yes. Me personally. I know you're not asking me, but I'm answering.
Everybody. I personally say yes too. But again, that doesn't mean that we're right. We're not authority
no right
in this.
But I mean, this will get you fired up. I'm fired the fuck up right now. I'm gonna let you know. I'm fired up.
I'm hot. I know.
But there's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
And we're not judging anybody. Of course. We're trying not to. We're trying to understand. And Jamie is here to help us kind of be that go-between. I asked her specifically to be kind of an ambassador for people who come from a very strict religious background. Try to help us understand a little bit, because I didn't think that we would have too many viewers who were watching who were ex-psychics. So she's here just to kind of try to help us get through this a little bit. And I completely understand taking ownership and owning the way that you feel about certain things, about the way that other people choose to portray you. But I have a problem when it comes to authority. When someone says that they have the authority to tell you what is right and wrong, only you have the authority to know what is right and wrong, whether you are deciding to become an ex-psychic or to become a psychic. Yes. Doesn't matter. So Terry says, she says, yes, you're still a psychic or a medium. Irina says, I do not argue with those people. Let them believe what they want to believe in.
I 100% agree. I have never started an argument with these people.
Yeah, Kimmy, can I answer that question too? Because I think it's a really good question. If someone has said to me that they have divorced their relationship with whatever source they had a relationship with before, they're no longer a psychic, they're not practicing anymore, and they rebuke any and all of X, Y, and Z, I think the question in and of itself is problematic, because if the question is, are they still a psychic or a medium? To them, the answer is no. And they're the only one that gets to decide that for them. For me, the answer may be different, but I have to ask myself the question, why do I need to hold on to that? Like, why do I need to make sure that in my mind, I keep them under that category? Is it so that I don't feel challenged or wrong or judged?
Yes.
Okay.
For me,
that may be true, but that's my work and I don't need to drag them into it.
I don't need
to make that their responsibility. So I think the question in and of itself suggests that there, again, is an overall, this is the truth. And so if their answer is no, then it's no for them. If I need that answer to be different, then I think that's my responsibility to understand why.
I don't like that.
I'm sure.
I don't like that. I'm just going to be honest. Like, as someone who is a psychic and a medium who communicates with the other side, and somebody says, and I'm not at all attacking anybody here, especially you, Jamie, but if I feel like somebody is saying, well, I don't do that anymore, and what those people continue to do is of the devil, I feel personally attacked. So it makes me want to personally attack in return. It might not be the right response, but that's what it makes me want to do.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of that. I'm in the middle of you too.
And, you know, Carol says that people treat you the way that you let them treat you. Should you not stand up for your beliefs just as they are standing up for their beliefs? Sadly, healthy debates are non-existent. But that's kind of what we're doing right now. We're having a very healthy debate. Yeah. And Lisa says that she likes that answer. It's no slash yes.
That's where I live, baby. That's where I live.
Yep. If there are any psychics, intuitives, mediums, empaths out there who are seeking coaching, Jamie is the person, just so you know. And Irina says she doesn't argue with those people. Let them believe what they want.
And I don't argue with them either, because like I said at the beginning of the show, I am all for people finding their religion or finding something that makes them happy in life. I don't care if they worship a rock. God bless you. Or don't use the word God, whatever you want. Like, I'm totally okay with that. Yes.
Okay, so Terry just said something fantastic. She says she's still just a baby in the world of spirit too, but being gay, I know some ex-gays that become uber judgy religious. It seems really similar. I think to
okay,
each their
see,
own,
I,
but there's no
point
in your way is better than anyone else's truth. And
yes,
says that too.
And yes. And when we started, I think before we even started the show, I said that this is going to open up a lot of different discussions. Yes. This may be the topic, but it can really open up a lot of things to think about, because yes, if you were to think about a similar situation like what Terry was saying,
so
you know, that person
understand. Can we just talk about gay people instead of psychics?
Like that like a person who says no, I'm no longer, that's their truth. And I totally, you know, when you break it down that way, you can see it. But at the same token, they're not, I would hope that they're not going to then go and bash everybody who remains. That's the main issue here.
Yeah.
Is I want to talk about
you
that.
Go to you.
That's exactly what Jose Joe just said, that he thinks the problem is the people using the term X. If you're no longer a medium, then fine. Why do you have to use the X term except to put down other people? He used to be an archaeologist, but he doesn't label himself as an ex-archaeologist. But if his goal was to attack archaeology, he probably would.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I said. Like, if you're an ex, like, why use the word, you know?
Well, I mean, and I guess it can be
like
empowering.
Just leave it behind. You're still dwelling on it, you know? Like, just leave it behind. Say that I am a follower of Christ, or I'm a this, or I'm a that. And this is the love that I'm sharing this way. Not that I am doing this and I'm spreading hate for all those people who are doing that.
Ooh, but
because
are we existing right now and spreading that hate?
But I'm maybe, I don't know. Okay. But my thing is, but I don't hate or I don't dislike them for choosing their new path. But leave the past be then, you know, like don't, or just, you know, what you experienced is fine and you didn't have a good experience or whatever, but why hate the people? Why put down the people who are still doing that? You're not going to show them love doing that way. They're not going to, if your intention is to convert them to now your, which is what some of them are doing. If you're trying to convert them by scaring the shit out of them, I don't know how well that's going to work for you. Like, maybe shower them with love and say, hey, this is fantastic over here. You know, not you're evil and you're going to hell. You should come over here. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
I want to break in
my opinion.
I want to break in here. Yes. I'm about to hop out of my seat. I think
who's she still unlocked? No, go ahead.
I think I want to address what we're talking about how how people interact with each other in a hateful versus a loving way. And under no circumstances would I ever tell someone ever that someone else who is being aggressive, inappropriate, rude, hateful, that you shouldn't have feelings about that, or that you shouldn't have some kind of response to that. I don't believe that at all. I would never say that to someone. I think that what's important to remember is that we have a choice of how we interact with someone else. And when you draw a boundary, when you get really good at putting boundaries down, a healthy boundary is about honoring your own needs. A healthy boundary is not about controlling someone else's behavior. It's not, never will be. Mm-hmm. That's called manipulation. That doesn't really work out very well. So for someone to say that they are an ex-psychic, the fact that that feels gross for you, you're allowed to feel that. You're certainly going to have a response to that for sure. And you can also know in yourself that you have feelings about that. You have a response to that because of what that makes you feel. You don't need them. You don't require them to change their behavior so that you then feel safe. Your safety mm-hmm. is your responsibility and only yours. So when someone is saying stuff that's awful and terrible and hateful, I think we are the ones that actually really need to honor ourselves by just saying, like, how do I choose to interact with this? I can judge them all day long. I can talk about how much I hate that. I don't like that. They're not allowed to, whatever. I can do that. Ultimately, you have no control over someone else's behavior. So I think at the heart of it, the fact that we have those feelings about what other people say is perfectly normal and human. And we have a choice of how we interact with that. And it's just like mm-hmm. old clothes. You do not have to wear that. You don't have to put that on as something that you're making it mean about you. You don't have to do that. You can let it mean something about them and let them control their behavior, and you draw a boundary based on your own needs, based on honoring your own needs, which means mm-hmm. maybe you pull out of that conversation altogether. Maybe you don't have another conversation with that person.
Luckily, yeah. I've never had a face-to-face, not luckily, because like I said, I don't have an issue. I'm around people, or I've been around people who don't agree with what I do, and they, you know, they talk about God and church and stuff, but that's okay that we have a difference of opinion, because I can have a conversation with them about religion and stuff. I can meet them where they're at. That doesn't bother me. And I would never sit there and argue with somebody because they have a different opinion. Fine, whatever. Like you said, I know my truth. I thought this was a good conversation for us to have, you know, to have different sides and maybe learn something different, because when we're going, you know, we have a topic or whatever, we're thinking about how it affects us and not how it affects other people. So I'm glad. Thank you for being with us today. And this was great. We had a lot of interaction and,
oh yeah. My goodness. Thank you so totally much agree. For joining us tonight, Jamie. We really appreciate you coming back and hanging out with us for a while.
Thank you so much for having me. This is fun discussion. I could talk about this for hours.
We can keep going. Maybe seriously. We should have a part two, because I see Jose Joe is saying that the reaction actually gives them a degree of power over you.
So absolutely.
There's so much more here to try to kind of unpack, and maybe we should have another episode, but
I would love that. I would love that. Yeah. Cause like I said, this thing can go into, you know, so many different directions.
Yeah. And Terry says, thank you, Jamie. Thank you guys so much for being here with us tonight. We will see you again next Wednesday evening at 7 PM. I'm really looking forward to it. Good night, everyone.
Good time.